Right now, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, we are going to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is your PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour? Take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And Pat, first one's for you. We just talked a little bit about this with Ricardo during our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, and that is Lorena Ochoa, the world's number one ranked female player, has just been named as Time Magazine's one of their 100 most influential people in the world. The list recognizes men and women who, with power, talent, and moral example, are transforming the world, and the list is divided into five subsections: leaders and revolutionaries, builders and titans, artists and entertainers, scientists and thinkers — Lorena wasn't in that group, by the way — and heroes and pioneers. Now, Lorena was not in the artist and entertainers list, although she is a golfer, which I guess could, you know, loosely be called an entertainer, but she was actually in the heroes and pioneers subsection along. Along with people like Andre Agassi, Lance Armstrong, Tony Blair, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie — that's a freaking joke — and Oprah Winfrey. Other honorees on this year's 100 Most Influential People list include all three of the U.S. presidential candidates, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain. By the way, Hillary Clinton compared herself to 8 bells. She Hillary
before or after
before it was euthanized. I don't want to make fun of a horse dying, but Hillary Clinton a couple of days ago compared herself to 8 bells, saying she was the female taking on the guys, and she said she was going to put a bet down on 8 bells. Unfortunately, 8 bells comes in second.
Well, she would have won if she
and then
would've...
had to be put down. No. A little forecasting,
ooh,
possibly,
boy,
for the
a little eerie
for the Democratic
disturbing
race.
Yeah. I'm
digressing a little bit, but I just thought it was...
that is kind of weird.
I don't want to sound like I'm making fun of a horse dying. I just think it's...
No, I don't think you are.
It's amusing to me that Hillary Clinton compared herself to a horse that just came in second and died. All right, that's my point. Anyway, Lorena Ochoa is the first Mexican-born LPGA champion, and her Ochoa Foundation sponsors hundreds of children at La Barranca, which is a school in Guadalajara, which is her hometown. She plans on building a secondary school there aimed at stemming a large dropout rate among children in the area. And through her Ochoa Foundation, she lobbies the Mexican government to build public golf courses, and she is launching a series of golf academies to make golf more accessible to low-income children. Pat, does she deserve to be one of the world's most 100 influential people?
After hearing that stuff at the end there that you just said about the school and stuff like that, I think possibly at some point she could be. But here's my whole point with this thing. There's a difference between 100 most successful people, 100 most, recognizable people, 100 most beautiful people. I don't have a problem with any. When you're saying influential, 100 most influential people, you're right. It should be world leaders. Whether they influence you good or bad, I mean, that's a possibility. You know, whether you identify with George Bush or, you know, any other world leader, you know, that can influence you, I guess, to some extent, or motivate you to want to vote for somebody else or vote for a similar person if you like what they're doing. So I can see that. That's an obvious one. Somebody like you mentioned, the business world, you know, a titan, Donald Trump. I don't know if Donald Trump influences me or influences other people. He's a success story. You can, you know, look at a guy that's, you know, obviously been able to build up a great real estate market and television and all that stuff. I don't know what he influences you to do, but I mean, you could look at that and say, hey, maybe I can do that. But here's where I have a problem with naming sports people influential. And I do agree, believe it or not, Russ, I agree, like, Andre Agassi should be on that list. He's done so much with kids organizations. I think he's built a bunch of schools in Las Vegas. He has done something to influence other people's lives. And it sounds like Lorena is on that same path. Tiger Woods has done that with his foundation.
Tiger Woods Foundation, right.
And I think he is influential in terms of giving kids a chance to better themselves. Influential in terms of their golf ability and or any kind of sports, Michael Jordan, anybody you want to name, Muhammad Ali, which Rick named, in terms of getting people influence to do that sport. I don't know if that's what it means. I don't know if that's what you're talking about. Influential. Are you getting someone to? Are you getting young Mexican girls to play golf? Is that what the influential means? If it is, I don't know that. I think she's way too young to say she's influenced a bunch of young women to take up golf, or young people from Mexico to take up golf. I don't know that. That's where I sort of draw the line with this thing. If you want to just say that they're well known, or they're important in their field or something, I don't have a problem. But influential to me is like an important term. It's you're actually doing something that's influencing people to do something similar, and hopefully that's in a good sense. And I just think naming Lorena Ochoa is one of the hundred most. Russ, we're talking about a world with several billion people. She is one of the 100 most influential. I mean, at that age and playing golf, a sport, which is, I love it and everything else, but, man, I think that's a big accolade to give somebody who's young and playing a sport that, you know, I just don't think a lot of people, I don't think she should be one of the most influential, I guess is what I'm saying, at this stage. Later on, hey, if you get out there, whether you like Oprah Winfrey or not, she's trying. She's out there with a school in South Africa and all this other stuff. Again, you mentioned Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. I don't like the way they sort of do the things for the media, but I do think their heart's probably in the right place adopting all these kids, and, you know, they're trying. But, you know, I think to be influential, you have to go down the line a little bit in age, and you have to be doing something that I think is for the good. I just don't know if Lorena should be on that list yet. With all the people in the world, you know, that really are making a difference and doing things, I don't know. I think it's just too soon to put her on that list. And putting a golfer in, I don't know. I just have a problem with
it. Well, I agree with you because, you know, these lists are open to interpretation. I mean, how exactly are we defining influential? I agree with that point, and it's kind of vague. And we're, you know, are we saying she influences people to play golf, or she influences kids to take up, you know, or go
and,
to school?
And what
she's
category?
School
she's
well.
Hero, and what's the
she's
other one?
She's in the heroes Pioneer? And pioneers
All right,
subsection.
Well, hero, I got a big issue with calling anybody that plays a sport a hero, but... Pioneer, all right, because she is. She's
the
girl,
first Mexican,
she's Mexican
LPGA. Right.
All right, I'll give it a little bit. But again, I think we need to wait at least 10 years to see what her influence truly is.
So, you know, it's open-ended. It's kind of vague as to how we're defining influential. And the other thing is these lists are always so dubious because they're basically a snapshot of who's hot right now.
Exactly.
She's hot right now because she's won four straight LPGA events. She's the number one golfer in the world. So time says themselves, we should probably have a golfer on there. Who's the number one ranked player? Oh, it's Lorena Ochoa. Is she doing good things? Oh, she's building a school in Mexico.
Let's
okay, she's
on
the list.
Right.
Exactly. Because, you know, the people 50 most beautiful people list, it always includes people that are in movies like the next month. It's always people that are, you know, on the cutting edge because, you know, like Halle Berry should be on that list every freaking year, but she's not. It's always, you know, actresses and actors that are in a movie coming out that summer, so they're on the people 50. You know, it's so kind of seedy.
It's contrived.
It is contrived. It's very contrived. But in my opinion, I disagree with you, Pat. I think that Lorena Ochoa does deserve to be on this list because if Tiger Woods, and we agree that Tiger Woods should be on this list, and you know, he's the most influential. I think Tiger Woods is the most influential athlete in the world.
I'll agree with you on that. That's why I'm saying for 100 people, it should be really, really, to truly be, and I know they're just doing this to sell magazines,
right?
But to truly, truly be one of the top 100 influential people, that's a big.
It is a big
in this
but she's
world?
Front and center. I mean, she's front and center. She's the number one player in the world, and she's doing good things. And, you know, golf is, in my opinion, such a mainstream sport that, you know, people like Tiger Woods and Lorena Ochoa, many, I mean, you know, you go to a foreign country and ask who Tiger Woods is, people know who he is. And I think Lorena Ochoa is getting to that point, maybe not right now, but pretty soon. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It is our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.
All right, Russ, number two goes to you. The Nationwide Tour, we don't talk about them a lot, but the Nationwide Tour this week is in Valdosta, Georgia for the South Georgia Classic. They're playing on the Kinderloo Forest course designed by Davis Love. What does that have to do? How's that going to excite us?
What does that have to do with the price of rice in China or whatever?
That is correct. How does that get on our influential list here of topics on Inside the Ropes? because the course layout is 7,781 yards long.
Jeez.
Longest course on any major tour, I think, ever, especially not
this
one
year,
that's at altitude. Russ, where does it all end? 77, almost 7,800 yards.
That is freaking ridiculous. 7,781 yards. It's the Kinderloo Forest course in Georgia, designed by Davis Love III, who is a long player. So go figure. Davis Love III, one of the 10 longest drivers on tour, designs a course that's almost 7,800 yards long. Where will it end? Well, I would hope 8,000 yards. I hope we're never to a point where we see a course that's 8,000 yards. But, you know, I've heard of courses in the world that are that long, and they've got like par sixes. I mean,
where are we going?
Why do we feel the need to invent something that, you know, you have more than five strokes for par on a hole? What's the reason for that? Just to be different? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I think what we're getting to, and the scary thing is, a guy named Brian DeCorso is leading this tournament right now after three rounds, 11 under par.
The guys are shooting 68
and
69.
And Greg Owen, who's in second, shot 65 yesterday. So it's not like
they're not being overpowered
by the distance. Here's what the thing that scares me about this, Russ, because I do think we're getting to an 8,000-yard course very soon, because I think people, number one, want to say, oh, we're playing on an 8,000-yard, you know, like you're saying, a bunch of
people
par
fives. People want to be the first to do it or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the issue in terms of tour golf for me as we get to this length. It's strictly, absolutely just strictly becoming power golf. There's not going to be any shot making involved. It's like I'm going to hit driver, and I'm going to try and take driver off the deck the next shot, and then I'll hit three wood if I have to after that, and then see if we can two-putt.
And then go find it and use my
60-degree wedge
with grooves that are like an inch deep.
There is no creativity anymore. There's no thought process. It's like, here's the hole. It's 700 yards long. It's a par four. You got to see if you can get it out there and get it on in two, and that's the excitement we're building. I don't even know this course. I've obviously never played it. I don't know what it looks like. Maybe there's a lot of downhill shots, something like that, that make up this yardage. But Russ, I mean, anything over 7,500 yards, I think, is getting ridiculous.
I agree. We're in agreement on that one, Patrick. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760.